Hello, it is 5 a.m. in New York, 11 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 4 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneiderbean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I'm busy the whole day, but I don't feel like I get anything meaningful done. This is a phrase that I hear over and over again from so many of my clients that are accompanying spouses. So if you're the one who's moved abroad and your partner has a lead assignment and you're doing your best to make a life in this new place, then this is for you. So many people I talk to feel like they're wasting their time. They're busy, really busy, but there's a sense of a lack of focus. Or you spend your time at pickup and drop off at the school for your kids, you're waiting for the plumber, you're getting food for the night, you're navigating crazy traffic, and at the end of the day, you lay your head on your pillow and you don't feel very satisfied with how you spent your time. You want to do more during the day for you, but you never manage to do the things for you. It is time to stop losing sight of what is most important and start being ultra mindful of how you spend your time and energy. Let me ask you something. If you were getting paid to run your life in alignment with what is most important to you, and at the end of the year, if you really lived it like that, then you would get a bonus of $250,000. How would you do things differently? How would you spend your time? How would you plan your day, your week, your month, your year? What would you say no to? What would you say yes to? It is time to start treating your life like a high-powered job, because nothing is more powerful and more important than your life's energy. This week, I want you to take the first step in putting an end to wasting your time. Now, if you want to know more about the phases on how we do that, how we work through change, then check out my podcast from last week about the expat life upgrade. Because this is the area of quicksand that I've been talking to you about all this month around how we fail to really upgrade our lives in meaningful ways because we get stuck in quicksand, something that pulls us down and down and keeps us from what we really want. Okay, so here is how you can get started. Grab a pen and a piece of paper right now because this is important. Make a list of what you would do differently if you were getting paid $250,000 to live your life in alignment with what is most important to you. Okay, what would you do? You are the CEO of your life and you're going to be paid $250,000 this year. What will you do? Next, make a list of what Stephen Covey calls the big rocks. Those are their top priorities in your life. I want you to pick 7. If you have only 5, that's also okay, but pick a few of them. Okay, big rocks are the most important things that you want to fit in your life first before the urgencies come up and all the little things, right? Because if you do that first, you're going to get more of what's meaningful done. Okay, so what are the big rocks in your life? The things that are your top priorities? Is it time with your kids or your partner? Your health? A project of your own that you can call your own that you want to accomplish? Is it your faith or your spiritual practices, or maybe your profession, a cause that you really believe in, or simply time for yourself? Okay, write down what those big rocks are. And I have a hunch you're definitely making time for a few of those already, but maybe they dominate your time and other things. The other items 4, 5, 6 are not there. Okay, so look at your list. Which ones are currently in your life? Now, you've listed the important things, the big rocks. Add the things that are urgent, the little things on the side that are burning. Okay, and then make sure that you note all the little things that seem to fill up your time when you do have good intentions to make time for what's most important to you. Okay, now go into your schedule. This is step 4. Go into your schedule and plan in the big rocks. So we've made the list. What strategy would you use if you were getting paid $250,000 to live your life in alignment with what is most important to you? Step 2 is make a list of your top priorities, your big rocks. Try to pick 7 of them. Step 3, list these things. Add what are the smaller rocks, those urgent things, and then the sand, as Stephen Covey calls it, those little things that fill up your time. Okay, now you're aware of how much you allow these things into your life. Okay, step 4, plan the big rocks first. Of course, if there are urgencies, plan around the big rocks to make sure the urgent things get done. Step 5, hold the time you set aside for the important things, for the big rocks, as seriously as you would commit to a critical doctor's appointment. And I know if you're like most of my clients, you have good intentions in planning these important things in, and then other people's needs come in and you push away your big rocks for other people's priorities or urgencies. So you need to really fiercely protect what's most important to you. Okay. And on the days, this is a little trick. On the days when your life is truly filled with urgent matters, let's say you're in the throes of an international move, or you've just landed in a new country and you feel like you're in service of everybody else's needs, still fiercely commit to doing one thing, even if it's 10 minutes a day, that feels great just for you. Okay. Step 6 is note down the times that you got tempted to compromise these things and get clear on what is getting in the way so you can keep making these things a priority. Remember, live your life like you're getting paid $250,000 to do so, because we both know that a year of your life is priceless. You've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. I love having you here. Failing to spend your time on what is most important to you and protecting that is such a common mistake among expats. I know I've done that, and I know hundreds and hundreds of expats who do it too. So get my free guide on the 5 things you're going to do wrong while living abroad. And look at not only this mistake that we all occasionally make, plus 4 others, and find out a way that you can learn from other people's mistakes and not spend your precious time doing what others have already proven is not in service of you. So to grab this free guide, 5 things you're going to do wrong while living abroad, go to my website, sundaybean.com, and go to the free resources tab to grab the guide. Save time and learn from our mistakes so that you can get on with the most important job that you have, and that is living a life in alignment with what is most important to you.